Time to build on Grind Hard Radio.
What it do, Radio Land? This your boy Jit Chronicles, and you're now tuned in to Time to Build on Grind Hard Radio with your host, Divine Universal, and co-host, Miss Chief and Ivy Marie. Join the panel as they discuss the latest topics on world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's time to build, y'all, only on the Grind Hard Radio Network. That's grindhardradio.com. So get some positivity in your life. You dig?
Hood Lab Studio. Studio.
Derail on the trip. You're now tuned in to It's Time to Build with Divine Universe, Miss Chief and Ivy Marie, every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build. Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build. With divine universal
love, hate, pain, stress, gear, health. We can talk about it. Love, pain, sports, real life talk. We can talk about it.
Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build. With divine universal.
Without cops harassing, imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters, no welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my stars. I love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Nowhere to be, paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cast, lost Robert Shabazz. Free at last, brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do. Trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free, no work release. Purple M3s and jet skis, feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my stars. I love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I
right up to the sun, thugs living worried. Ducked down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the ace, stack the safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit, I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or beef felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
Sade Champagne, and you're listening to Time to Build with Divine Universal on Reinhardt Radio.
Time to build.
It's time to build.
Carter, it's on you.
Excuse me, my microphone was messed up. We want to welcome everybody to Time to Build with your host, Divine Universal. We got the queen in the building, Miss T from the 619.
Hello.
And my DJ, DJ Dick Chronicles, and Miss Ivy Marie. We got
What's
a hot
up,
show
everybody?
We got the lovely Sade Curry in the building, Sade Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how important is your credit.
That's a good topic.
Yes, definitely.
That's important. Yeah, that's very important.
And if you don't know what credit is the ability to receive things with your word and trust on paying them back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to step into the topic, and I'm going to pass it to the queen, Miss Chief from the 619.
And the topic question is, how important do I think credit is? I think it's very important. Once you mess your credit up, it's very hard to clean your credit up. It's very hard to...
Amen.
Get people to entrust that you will pay them back if you do buy a house or finance a car or whatever you're trying to do. I think it's very, very important. And as they teach us, you know, as soon as you turn 18, you start getting those cards in the mail, and that
exactly.
that's a no-no, you know. And I wish I would have learned a lot that I know now as opposed to when I was young. But, you know, you got to go through things to learn something. So I'm just ready for the topic.
Right.
I'm ready for Sade Curry to come in and give us some of them hot links and tips. And I'm
no
just
doubt.
Ready to hear and build myself.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
No doubt. DJ Jig Chronicles. You like something to say? How important is credit to you?
Oh, man, I got a lot to say. First and foremost, it's very motherfucking important, and excuse my language.
Yes.
Y'all, team, I'm going to be real open with y'all. I got hooked on credit cards. So at one point, I had three. It got so freaking bad, and I'm talking about right now. Right now, a credit card company is garnishing my wages on my job. You understand what I'm saying? And I had a couple of people say, Cody, you don't need it. Stick to one. You know, we talked to Sade on Groundhog Radio, and that's why I'm glad she's back on here tonight, because, yeah, it's cool to get one car, but when you start getting two and three and you maxing them out and all that crazy stuff, man, it's nothing but trouble. And I think Ms. Chief's got a mouthful. It's taking me forever to get this stuff repaired. You understand what I'm saying? But, yeah, for the next 6 months, they're taking out 25% of whatever I make each check until it's paid off. Now, the good thing for me is it's going to get paid off, and I can't appreciate that. But, you know, I almost don't even want to see a goddamn credit card ever again in life.
That's
so
how
it's
I
safe
feel.
To say
That's
that
how
I
feel.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson. You know, I didn't have the best credit score, but I was damn near up to about 700. And, you know, my credit is shot right now. You know, so I did want to share that personal story with y'all, because I'm going through credit card debt as we speak, and it's real.
Oh,
so
it's real.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Right.
You know?
Thanks for sharing that.
The credit card
is
not free money. Period.
Right.
Appreciate you, Divine.
That's right. And thank you. I would say credit. It's like with everything is changing through time. When I was younger, I had started credit. I bought me a gold, a herringbone chain for like, I think it was like $80, and they let you pay $20, and then you pay on it. You know what I'm saying? I was paying like $14 every 2 weeks or something like that. You know, I was working at a barbershop, so I was taking my barbershop money. But anyway, I earned up to where I could get stuff from out of there that was like $300 to $500 just based off of paying them back. So, you know, in certain situations, it helps out, but everybody don't pay attention to, like, what Jit was saying, the interest rate on it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like...
That'll kill you.
Yeah, that's like with I'ma share mine. Like one of I got two daughters, and one of my daughters I pay child support on, and they got a 0.8. It went from 0.5 to 0.8 interest rate on that shit. So you know what I'm saying? And mind you, now not only am I doing that, I got to get a hair done. I'm doing things, you know. I don't even celebrate Christmas, but Christmas gift. I talk about, because it's like, if I don't do it, it ain't going to get done. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, but the interest rate is, it knocks, like, they going to get their money back, what they gave you, plus extra. You feel what I'm saying? Just for giving to you. But it can help you out in the long run, but at the same time, let's be honest, we're always gonna need something. Like, it's never enough money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck if you get the income tax money. I don't care if you it'll be good for that second, but there's always something that's gonna come around. Car taxes, kids can't get their certificate because you thought the lunch was free and they end up charging for the whole year. Now you gotta tell me what. Got the beard, they can't walk with the ceremony at the eighth grade. You know what I'm saying? Little something like that. But at the same time, when everything like that is, some people, you know, let's say organized more than others, or have less stuff going on than others. The way, you know, let's be honest, we can't keep up with so much stuff, but we know we owe somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what it is. You know, you'll remember how much you owe them or what you owe, and, you know, like it was yesterday, you know. And that's just like with the credit thing. It's the same scenario, you know what I'm saying? They lend you something, and it's all about your word, and, you know, you paying them back. But I can't pay you back if you didn't come out in the deal in the beginning evenly. Like, you got hidden secrets written so small at the bottom of the page that it's telling me that you're going to be paying this 3 extra years. Plus, if you don't pay this by this certain date, it's going to double. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like, they'll tell you. So
that's how they get you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They be like, oh, he's working. And think about this. A lot of people don't know your job is your credit, too. So they're looking at, oh, he keep a job. He's consistent. Uh-huh. So he's going to pay this money. So just like what old girl said, we don't know. They keep passing that shit down and down and down and down. So you probably paid it twice or three times. You feel what I'm saying? It is like...
Yeah.
You
have,
really
that's
no
oh,
ass.
Yeah, they
catch
my ass. Oh, yeah, I'm my only paying
right.
Ass. I'm paying all the motherfucking late fees and all that stuff.
Finance charge, all that. Penalty.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, right, so it's like, it's good in some notes, and some notes, it'll hurt you in the long run. Because, you know, you don't, like, when you know you can get it at will, it's like ain't no limits to you. So you're going to, what, overspend or overdo it because you know you can get it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the trap right there. You know what I'm saying? I can get what I want. The only thing I got to do is just pay it back, set up how much I can pay and when I can pay. Oh, yeah, I'm with this. You know what I'm saying? So it's a setup and it's a trap. But if you ain't really got too much going on or organized like that, it could be amateur to a certain extent without the high interest rates. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Adam Marie want to speak on the topic too, Divine Universal.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Hey.
Yeah, credit is important.
Hey, Ivy.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. So yeah, credit is important. I had an issue when I first graduated from high school, attending college on campus. So in the student union, the first week of school, they're all lined up, you know, passing out credit cards. No job needed, nothing. I had American Express. You know, American Express has no limit.
Right.
So I took my American Express, my new American Express, and went to New Orleans. And that was the biggest mistake of my life.
So she wouldn't
went to Mardi Gras?
But my dad, I'm sorry?
Did you go to Mardi Gras?
No, Bayou Classic. That time it was Bayou Classic. Yeah.
Oh, Bayou Classic.
And,
so you were turning up with that credit card.
That's
you turned up
that
card.
Yeah, she turned up.
Bayou Classic.
I was doing the same thing.
Me too. And Mardi Gras.
Yeah, and trust me, Mardi Gras was in November. Bayou Classic is in November. Mardi Gras is in February. So 4 months later, I was back in New Orleans.
Wow.
I was back in New Orleans, so yeah. But yeah, credit was important. It was hard for me to clear that up, but my dad helped me and told me to never pick up another card, and I have absolutely no credit cards today because of that experience.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at. Yeah, I'm trying to get that.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah.
And it's always
I ain't got one
you need for a rainy day.
I don't.
Yeah, for a rainy day.
I don't have one by choice. I just can't. Nobody don't trust me. My credit card. Nobody don't trust me for a dollar. I can't use a dollar. So, yeah,
right here.
Damn
it, man. Yeah.
They still
want
your name, though. Because if I was to go to American Express, they'll give me another card. But. Why would I want one,
yeah.
You know?
And then, like I said, y'all, I mean, folks see that spending limit, and they just go crazy. And that's why
right.
I was glad that Sade always said, you only want to spend 30% of what, you always want to have a balance, no matter what. You know, don't spend no more than 30% on your card. You know, so That was some good key advice, and I just wish I would have met her last year. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's real. If you can remember that, you'd be all right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that was cool. I never heard that advice before. But that makes sense, though.
We're just consumers. We don't know how to, you know, our society has us set up as, like, you have to have everything is manufactured for you to do, and a lot of the things you can just make on your own and do for yourself, but we're so used to buy and break it, buy it, throw it away, get a new one. And we're just set up in a, our mentality is the spin, you know?
Yeah. So it's true.
No doubt.
My daddy always said that if you can't pay for it with cash, you don't need it. You know, unless it's an emergency, something that you have to have, then no. He's like, Les, if you can't afford to buy it today, then you don't need it today. You don't need it today.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
There's a lot of people who go through. I mean, it's in the United States alone, it's so many people that are. I mean, just think Christmas comes, and what do? Everything's on sale, so everybody pop out some credit cards on the holidays and spend after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. And me, honestly, I believe when they do those Christmas sales and the Black Friday, they're really setting you up to be in debt for the next year, you know?
Right.
And it's just a never-ending cycle.
Right. My thing, I think they should do it like if they're like they'll lend you whatever, whether it's a money company or furniture or anywhere, they lend you whatever, and if you can't pay it back, it should be like they don't lose no money, you don't lose no money, you still get keep whatever you got, and you just can't get that problem no more. You know, they should just close out the shit. instead of you owe, you know, you owe third party and this person. Like, when I had got in a fender bender and I caught myself pulling off, it was an opportunist. You know, I barely hit, you know, the back of the car or whatever, but I pulled off, you know what I'm saying? Because they act like they was just, you know what I'm saying? So,
I heard that with those credit card companies, once the credit collection starts to call you, that credit card company does not care about you. That's not you're no longer an account with them. So now it's this hound dog that is going to be hounding you until they get their money because they bought that account from that credit card. You know,
yeah,
so that's where
that's
that
true.
Third party comes
that's
in.
That's basically what I was going to say in my situation, what had happened. You know, the person that was with State Farm, the lawyer company bought the claim from State Farm, and then I had to end up paying the lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Because State Farm done already gave the person, you know, they got to rent a car. They got, you know what I'm saying? I was like, dang, that shit wasn't even no collision. You know what I'm saying? But they did all that kind of shit, you know, opportunities, you know what I'm saying? I had to end up paying that lawyer down there $3,000 just to get my damn license back because they had a lien on it. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, but it jumped from, because they talking about they had to pay the file fees and all that lines and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's crazy when it comes to them numbers and, you know, running your credit because they always tell you, we got to run your social security number. You know, it might mess the score up. Like, why the hell is this going to mess my score up by you running my damn social security number? Ain't no money getting exchanged. You know what I'm saying? You ain't giving me nothing. I'm giving you my secret information. You know? So, I don't know. It's just so tricky. You know what I'm saying? That, you know,
it is tricky.
Lack of knowledge. Yeah, the lack of knowledge of what you don't know will just kill you. That's all. in any situation. You know what I'm saying? But we got somebody coming tonight that's going to give us some tips and ways we can clean our credit up. And she got hotline numbers that you can call and get hooked up. And, you know, everything is legit. This ain't no scam, because I don't promote scam or any negative anything for the communities that's negative. And make sure y'all catch this interview coming up with Sade Curry.
Sade Curry.
Yeah. We're about to get into a break. DJ G, what's poppin'?
That's what's up, man. It's time to build. If y'all want to hit us up, 323-693-3043 be the number. All you got to do is press 1. We got your girl, credit agent and entrepreneur, Sade Curry, coming up in less than 5 minutes. The next track up is your girl, Mary J. Blige, with your track, Groundhog Radio presents Time to Build. Let's get it.
Time to Build.
DJ G. Chronicles.
Take off.
Hey, it's Sade Champagne, and you're listening to Time to Build with Divine Universal on Grindhard Radio.
But I gotta face reality. The day you had a visitor, or should I say, an old friend. But wait a minute, that's not where it is, no. Is there something that you wanna tell me? 'Cause I'm believing what your friends say about your hidden secrecy.
And girlfriend, she wasn't disrespectful.
In fact,
she's 100% sure.
And how can I argue with her?
Holding on, baby, with eyes
she
like
said,
yours. She said it's your child.
Yes, it is.
And it really messed me up. How could you deny
afraid and alone? She said a real woman wouldn't do this over the phone, and that she told her about me after the baby was born.
Girlfriend, she wasn't disrespectful.
In fact,
she's 100% sure.
There
can never be any more
rubble.
I want to sing with Mary.
Mary is awesome.
That was a good selection.
Definitely.
DJ Jit Chronicles. I guess for tonight.
Absolutely, man. I want y'all to give a warm welcome for credit agent and entrepreneur, your girl, Miss Sade Curry.
Thank you.
Hello,
thank
Queen.
You.
Sade.
Hello.
Building.
Greetings and salutations to everybody.
Hey there.
Hey. So
happy to hear from you.
Welcome to Time to Build.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here tonight.
Yeah, we ready to get these jewels, sis.
Yeah, we ready to build this credit home. That's what we're trying to do.
let's get it. Let's get it. You know, the numbers don't lie. Numbers never lie. Let's get it.
But before we get into that, we got a couple questions for you, if you don't mind. I would start this one off and then pass it to the queen. My first question for you is, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Oh, wow. You know, that's a good question because 5 years ago, I was trying to see myself where I'm at now. So what I did was, strategize. I went to the drawing board. You know, some things just happen and align up the way that they're supposed to without you even putting effort towards it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So me in the next 5 years, I mean, I plan on doing what I'm doing now, but on a larger scale so far as, you know, speaking to people. In long term though, this is going to help build people up financially. That's what we're needing.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, me being able to help build people up, and also, allowing myself to fall in the background, build my children up, set them on a path to where, you know, they don't have to struggle as hard as I did. You know, they don't have to have to go through the struggle like I had to. So that's where I see myself in 5 years. I'm trying to trailblaze.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good answer. Okay. In your profession, I'm an artist in the industry, music industry. What do you recommend for other artists out there that's taking this as a career? Is it wise to have an agent or a manager or represent themselves when it comes to the endorsement deals, the any investment or signing with deals where money is being compensated or publishing, songwriting, ASCAP, BMI. Do you think it's best for them to have an agent, manager, or just do it themselves?
Well, when you're operating on a large scale, a lot of things you're not going to be able to manage on your own. So let's just say, for instance, Master P, he took his own distributing into his own hands. He cut the middleman out. He had the mind frame to do that. He understood how. He understood money and business, supply and demand. He understood all of that. You have some people that just have the gift to, you know, promote good music and, you know, push out good product, but they don't have the numbers together. They don't have the mindset. So, yes, I would always recommend something, you know, concerning legality with always keep an attorney on deck. Always have, you know, management. Management is great, you know what I mean? Because they're able to do the things that you're not able to do. If you're working, because a lot of people don't understand, I mean, music and anything in that venue is work.
Mm-hmm.
It's work and it's hard work. So You can't do all things all the time. So I would most definitely recommend management, credit attorneys. I mean, not credit attorneys, but legal attorneys, because you're going to have contracts, you know, binding contracts, and you need to read those fine lines.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good answer. Good answer.
That's
good that you said that, because we had a big, big, big discussion on Groundhog Radio last night, and Master P was one of them. And we were talking about We were talking about his accomplishments, you know, that he did make, you know, by being a businessman too. So that's good, you know, you was on the right path with that. So that's all I have for you. I'll pass it to the president, the queen, Miss Chief from the 619. You got any questions?
Hey, queen. Salutations. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm fine.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm glad to be speaking with you again. My question is more personal for you. I wanted you to explain to, because you don't find too many African-American women into financial advisory, and I just think that's really, really awesome. You know,
right,
I was totally into you when I first met you. I was like, this lady got it going on. You know, and I wanted you to explain to people how you decided to get into your craft, your career.
Okay, well, it just kind of fell in my lap. I mean, you know, I've always been intrigued about the idea of money and how it works. I just was trying to figure out how you have certain people that are able to to accumulate wealth and maintain it. And then you have another set of underprivileged people that are not able to accumulate, neither maintain. So that leaves them in a situation to where they're blinded and other things take place due to that. So, I mean, me just reading, because I'm a reader. You know, I will read. I will research. It just fell in my lap. Actually, I'm in college, and I'm soon to be out. And I always, you know, was intrigued with business and marketing and, you know, entrepreneurship. So that's where it comes from. I mean, it's just, I guess I can just say I'm blessed to just, you know, have the mindset and the hunger for it. Because if
you're
hungry, you're going
to
go after it.
That's a blessing,
and it worked out.
Yeah.
And when I tell you the Most High, he's responsible for that, I have nothing to do. I'm just a vessel. So, you know, I'm just a vessel.
Yes, well, you are a good vessel for a lot of people out there that need to repair their credit, because we were just talking about how, you know, with the United States, everybody is getting credit cards, you know, and what would be your advice as far as the credit card situation? You know, them 18-year-olds that might be out there listening, them college students that might be listening, please tell them.
Of course.
Tell them the real.
Okay.
Exactly.
I can tell you. Credit cards are not meant to live off. It's not meant for you to get a credit card and take daily expenses, monthly expenses, and accumulate a high interest rate to where you can't even pay it down. So you wind up owing more on the credit card than what the actual balance was to begin with. Use it wisely. I mean, use it wisely. I've had one credit card in my life. You know, I had one credit card, and the amount on it wasn't much. So, I mean, I would most definitely figure out what it is that you need versus what it is that you want, you know. Don't use it. Do not use it to live off, because you're going to be stuck in a situation, and then you might have to come see me. You have to leave.
Absolutely.
I know that's right. Well, thank you for coming. I appreciate you answering my questions. I mean, because that's some real talking, so I hope someone's listening. I definitely am listening. And thanks for coming. Thanks, Queen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Miss Ivy Marie from the 619, do you have any questions to Miss Sade Perry?
I actually don't have any questions tonight.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Move up.
I felt like I left
you out
the first time, so I made sure I said something.
That's right.
You trying to soak up all of this. Yeah, now she can listen to Sade Curry. I don't blame you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm going to pass it to my DJ, DJ J Chronicles. Do you have any questions for the lovely Sade Curry?
Absolutely, and I appreciate that, Divine Universal. Sade, this is kind of like a credit card question, because, you know, like, check this out. You know, we got MasterCard, we got Discover, things like that. When I got my very first credit card, it actually came from a place called Credit One Bank, which I've never heard of, you know, prior to getting that card. So I wanted to ask you, like, Is it easier to start off with something like a Credit One Bank or XYZ Bank, or do you just go into, okay, let me get a MasterCard Visa, let me go over here to Discover? Like, what would be your personal recommendation?
Well, personally, for me, I mean, you know, the most common used cards that you're going to see are Visa and MasterCard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see as many American Express credit cards now
mm-hmm.
as you did 10 to 15 years ago. So far, is the name. I mean, it's just like, let's say you have Hunt's tomato sauce. Then you
mm-hmm.
have Best Choice tomato sauce. People don't understand that these credit card companies and a lot of companies are operating off of free enterprise and capitalism. With that being said, you have major credit card companies that have entities within the business. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're
the
business
umbrella.
Entities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this keeps them from, you know, breaking a certain tax bracket, also keep the money within their organization. So you may be getting a Capital One credit card from somebody help me. Give me a good one. You may be getting a Capital One credit card from just throw a name out there. You know what I mean? You wouldn't actually know because probably the same. You have the same manufacturer, just a different department catering to other people's
mm-hmm.
needs that are, you know, with good credit or less than good credit. So, but I would most definitely go with a secured credit card.
Yeah, most
definitely.
Okay. Yep. Okay, that's definitely one. So, and I got one more for you, as far as spending limits on the card. I mean, should you go for something that, hey, okay, you got a little credit limit of, let's say, $300, as opposed to how I got in trouble, because I saw $2,500 and I went crazy. So I was like, let me get that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, as far as your spending habits and limits, what's around them that you could give?
Well, most credit card companies will start you off in between a $250 and $500 spending limit. I necessarily wouldn't go past that because as time goes by, with your good, with you being on time with your payments and keeping everything up to date and on track, you're going to accrue more of a spending limit. So I would start out low, you know, and allow them to increase my credit, you know. That's what I would do. I wouldn't necessarily jump off, because let's just be honest. Come on now, let's be honest. $2,500 right there on the table. Who gonna let $2,500 walk? And you know you got $2,500. Yeah, so you know, I mean, I would just do it for purposes of just building, you know, and allow them to increase my spending limit.
Okay. Well said.
Good advice.
Well, I appreciate you answering my questions, Donna. And I wanted to know that personally. Thank you.
Do you have any hotline tips or numbers that the callers or listeners can use to get some kind of guidelines just in case they're still kind of puzzled on what you got going on?
Actually, I have my direct line that I deal with all of my clients on. I answer a lot of questions throughout the day, you know, I'm helping people reach their goals. They're satisfied. I'm satisfied. I have a number for them. The number would be 870-824-9726. Repeating. Y'all remember hearing y'all hear this?
Yeah.
Right. It's 870-824-9726.
Thank you.
And that is a working number. Call me at any time. If I do not answer, leave a message or a text, and I will be sure to get back with you.
No doubt.
That's good.
No doubt. Hey, that's for sure. Well, I got a couple quick questions. I'm gonna take it off the credit for a minute. Do you have any favorite entertainers that you like to listen to in the music business?
I do.
Okay.
I'm an 80s baby, so I mean, you know, I capped it off around 99. I have a lot of artists. I'm from the South, so of course first and foremost, A-Ball, MJG, UGK.
Oh.
The old 3-6 Mafia, all the underground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast, most definitely. Ice Cube, I like Devin the Dude.
Mm-hmm.
E-40, he's one of the, oh, hey. Man, he dope.
Yeah.
East Coast. Well, East Coast, South, I would say for sure T.I. Now, you know, new age from, let's say, 2000, 2001 up to now. Love him. I really can't say anything past that for, you know, for now. Love him. That's kind of hard. Oh, I can't forget about my man's Method Man. I love Method Man. The whole Wu-Tang Clan and their movement, they went hard.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, you done got Divine started with that Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Wu-Tang Clan was good.
You see the clean.
Yes.
That's right there. Okay.
That's your music right there.
Do you?
Yeah, that's me. You named all the hitters.
Do you have any musical talents that the world don't know about?
Well, yeah, I do. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Really?
It's a good story,
y'all.
It's a good story.
Now I got to pull out the stash spot. Yeah, I got
to pull out
the stash spot with it.
Because I'm about to
okay,
ask you for an acapella. You know what's coming next.
Oh, no. I'm not going to know. No.
Spoken word.
This is, listen.
At
heart. Oh, man. At heart, I have always... I've always been a writer. I didn't realize that I had the talent to put it behind lyrics, you know.
Uh-huh.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I started rapping when I was, you know, way back when, you know, started in the studio. You know, the studio with the, no, I'm not doing it tonight. You know, the studio with you put the styrofoam on the wall.
Don't worry about it, Shadi. I got
the studio.
Back. I got
the
back.
You get so close to the water, I'm telling you. Because I'm from the old school, new school, whatever, so we don't judge you like that on Time to Build. We do spoken word, so you don't have to rap it. You can just talk it. I know you got a little quick four bars or something we can get, a hook or something.
Well, I do and I don't. I do and I don't. But me, what I'm saying is, you know, I'm really trying to keep the focus on the credit because, you know, when you hit that studio, the gloves are off, you know. And you know what I'm saying. The gloves are off. The gloves are off. You know, anything. You know, anything. I've actually changed my message up a lot. You know, I'm geared more towards political because everybody's rapping about the same thing. And it's like, you know, you got these ABC rappers. I don't know I don't even understand how they're getting these record deals. Where are they getting them from? Kellogg's or?
They
know
somebody.
Right.
Man, well, like, I know they know somebody. Right. They're doing a whole lot of, and not enough, you know, putting time into their craft. So, I mean,
right.
Maybe on another show y'all get me on here. But
yeah,
I just had
a little time to play around with. I was just talking.
Hey,
it's okay.
That's true. Do you have any credit tips you give out?
Do I have any credit tips?
Since we can't get to Arkansas. Sorry, I'm just
I have plenty of credit tips. I mean, you know, it's just simple, you know. I can say this right here about your credit. A lot of people make the mistakes where they try to pay the accounts on their credit. And not realizing that the accounts on their credit that they're paying are still remaining on their credit. So now you're surprised when you go to your credit report and look at all three of them, and two of them still is reporting the same negative item. So paying your credit, paying your account does not make your credit, you know, any better than what it is. You have to go in and get those things disputed. You have to get them disputed. Yeah, most definitely, because, I mean, personal, firsthand, I can tell you, I mean, the credit card that I had, you know, I paid it off, went back on there and still said charge off. I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know I done paid. I done did this on a couple of accounts, you know, until I had, you know, put it together, figured it out. Okay, this is what I need to do, a little research and, you know, get involved with it and try to make it do what it do so far as just, you know, it's rehab. You know, it's rehab. Anything that's, you know, broken, you got to fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it's broke, you need to really take
that's
inventory
right.
and take the steps that you need, because I don't care how much money you have, wherever you go, credit is always involved, especially with businesses. When you have a business, let's say you're a business owner, and you need to go to the bigger man. Let's say if you're a construction, you know, you have a construction company. You need to go to Lowe's, you understand
right.
what I'm saying, and probably credit right. some of their sheetrock, some of their five-gallon buckets of paint, those
mm-hmm.
type of things. Your credit sucks,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? You're going to have to ask people for this money up front, and some people may not even, you know, it's just, you know, this business ethics. You got to have everything lined up and situated in order to be, you know, productive so far as, you know, having a good credit and also a good name in business. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
those
right.
are core facts.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's about all I can say on that. All things can be disputed on your credit as well. All things can be disputed. Don't ever let anybody tell you that it can't. The only thing that will take time and is a little bit harder to dispute would be bankrupt. You have to have your
mm-hmm.
bankrupt, you have to have that case dismissed and closed. So don't
mm-hmm.
go to a lawyer paying him $300-$400 to start a bankrupt. And once you get it started,
mm-hmm.
you don't have the money to finish paying them. So now it's just sitting on your credit and there is nothing that can be done about it, you know, until you pay off that bankrupt, wait those little, you know, the time to get it discharged or whatever, and then
mm-hmm.
you can get it taken off. So bankrupt, not a good
right.
idea. You'd be surprised how much money you would pay in bankrupt when you can just take the time and, you know, consolidate what you need to consolidate and dispute it
mm-hmm.
and also make an arrangement, you know, so,
yeah.
I mean, but anything
Shani, I thought about that one time, to be honest with you. Yeah, and I'm
right.
going to be honest, not to interrupt you, Divine. You know, I don't know if Shade noticed. I did share this on Time to Build. I got so bad with my credit cards I'm talking about right now. They're garnishing my wages, every paycheck.
Right.
25% of whatever I make. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
And
right.
it was a point of period of time, I was like, well, shit, you know what? I see show ass. I'm a file bankruptcy. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm glad
right.
for you to throw out there to say, hey, that's the last
Don't.
Thing you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I salute you.
Yeah.
Right.
I salute it.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, a lot of people will tell you, well, I filed bankrupt, and 2 or 3 years later, my credit score was best that it had ever been. Well, everything doesn't work for everybody. You're going to have to sit down and reevaluate what's going to work for you. I mean, I wouldn't say, like,
right.
you know, you got to look at it like this right here. You have upper-class people that are highly, highly, highly intelligent
mm-hmm.
on when it comes to these numbers because they already knew this. We're just figuring these things out. They file
mm-hmm.
bankrupt all the time,
right.
you know. The 45th, you know, I'm not going to throw any names out there. You feel me? The 45th, look how many times he's filed bankrupt, but
mm-hmm.
still...
Right.
hold the same things that he holds now, like his liquid assets and things like that. He still has it, you know. It's all about,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
they got the money. They can do that. So, but, you know, filing bankrupt, and unless you got your house, your car that you want, the house that you want, unless you got all of that type of stuff going for you, I most definitely wouldn't do it because now you're going to have to wait, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years before you can even make a move and people look at you and look at you as not being a credit flight. You know what I mean? A flight
mm-hmm.
risk, like, oh, he's going to get this account and be delinquent. Because that's all your numbers do. Your credit numbers don't do anything but tell a creditor that you're a risk factor
right.
in being delinquent. It don't tell him, oh, he's good, give him the loan. No, it's saying he will pay the loan. He may not be a risk factor. It's not saying give you the loan. It's just telling them that you're not a risk factor. So, you know, they determine what they want to give you anyway. Either way it goes, so, you know, most definitely bankruptcy. I was going to file it, you know, because I had went through, you know, a marriage or whatever, and you bought a home, had rental property, all that good stuff, and I walked away from everything. When I tell you I left with garbage bags, I left everything. 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 I left it, you know, but I just, you know, God had fixed it to where, you know, that part didn't affect me. It didn't go on my credit. I don't know how, but it didn't. I had some bills stuck on there.
Right.
I didn't file it. I paid off what I needed to pay off like a fool. Went and looked,
mm-hmm.
man, they ain't took this $5,000 judgment. They didn't take this $5,000 judgment. No, they didn't take it off, and I paid it. I got gone as 25% of my wages. So
mm-hmm.
I worked, you know, at that time I worked for 2 years mad because I done put in 40 plus and I'm looking at my check like, these fools done took $300, you know. So,
that's what
no,
I'm
I paid it off, got to dispute it, you know. I got to dispute it. So, you know, I mean, that's just, I just, shots fired. I shot it back at him because shit, credit report agencies, I mean, credit bureaus don't do anything when it comes to trying to help you because they don't get paid to help you. They get paid from creditors to put your bad ratings on your credit report, you know. So they're not going to help you. And the lawyers, of course, they're going to tell you, yeah, if I was you, I'd go ahead and file Chapter 7, Chapter 11, and 13 because see here, right, they're going to tell you that because they want that little $700, $800 you're going to put down and what you're going to pay monthly. You know what I mean? So, I mean, people with $1 million debt, they repair their credit. They consolidate what they need to consolidate. I mean, and they come out good in the long run. They come out good.
Okay. Sounds good. Jit, do you have any more questions or Ms. Chief?
I don't. I'm just soaking in all of this. I'm like... I'm holding it all in, retaining. I'm writing notes and everything.
Yeah, and I hope the listeners are too. But yeah, I do have a couple more questions. Sade, I want to know, could you give us some helpful tips on rebuilding your credit? You know, whether you have bad credit or no credit at all. How do you build your credit?
Okay, I can help you with
good
that. Question. Okay, so far as,
that's a good one.
So far as bad credit, when you have bad credit, when you try to build your credit from bad credit, you got to understand it's like a balance. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to go up, but it's not necessarily going to go down either because you have more negative and derogatory items on your credit than what you do good. So the good ratings that you have, the established lines of credit that you're trying to use to build is not really going to help. You need to repair it, you know, repair it. And then in the process of repairing it, establish a new line of credit, you know. So that right there is for, you know, people with bad credit. And, you know, bad credit starts from 300. 300 all the way up to 850. That's the credit that you're, you know, that you're able to achieve, depending on how you use it. Because your mix of credit makes the difference on, you know, how your credit score is going to affect you and what it's going to look like to a creditor. So for bad credit, repair it. Good credit, establish. Middle credit, like, you know, 575, 600, you need to repair and also, you know, establish. So, you know, I said this a while back, I have some trade lines with my company, FES. That's who I work with. I'm an independent agent. So I work with FES, and we have a program that allows you to build, you know, your credit is called Credit Karma. So it's already an established trade line. It's already something that you're paying every month. So why not take that and use that to your, you know, use that to your advantage and leverage to, you know, to build your credit. You know, you're going to get 20, 30 points. It'll jack it up 20, 30 points. It'll do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's always good to use the tools that you have. You know, make, you know, the things that you have available, use them, you know. So I mean, and I have, you know, my company, we do a number of things. We do credit repair, and we also help you establish and rebuild. I mean, tell me how many other agencies that you know that are just in the business to help people repair, restore, and establish. Not too many. That right there is the dividing line, you know, between me and other companies.
Right.
That's good.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That was well said. Well said.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to ask you this too, Sade. What are some of the services that you offer that you can actually tell the folks? You know, what are some of the services that you personally offer as a credit agent?
Okay. Well, we have a number of services. I can give a quick rundown on, you know, what it is that we're doing. For one, one service that I have is called credit restoration. Of course, you know, that's basically the repair. And then we also have credit builder, you know, so you're able to access your credit reports. And you're also able to look at the real time, you know, if let's say 10:30 right now, where you at, et cetera, you're able to actually access everything that you need to access right then and there to look at your results of what's going on and everything that's been disputed. I also have a program called Credit Attorney, And a lot of people don't know when you dispute credit yourself, what you can do, you have no representation. So credit attorney, what it does is evaluate your case. You know, the hard to remove cases and all the inaccurate items, they evaluate it. And in lieu of that, you're able to sue the debt. You're able to sue. I mean, you're able to sue. So, yeah, that's one of the going things that we got right there that's helping people. So also have FES Debt Zero. That right there is basically like a financial planner, and it gives you a payment guide whenever if you do decide to consolidate your bills. It's going to give you a payment guide and, you know, help you to eliminate your debt and help you get set yourself up on a plan on what you're able to afford and what you're able to you know, give on a monthly basis. We also have LifeLock, which is one of the leading companies in the U.S. with identity theft. It protects your Social Security number. It protects your, you know, anything that's valuable to you, that's your personal information, because you most definitely don't want to get your credit repaired and then turn around and have an erroneous, you know, have something on your report that you know that you didn't put there. I also have a process called Financial Lockbox. Everything that you have that's your personal financial belongings or even documents, let's say, God forbid, in the event something was to happen to you, let's say your sister or your brother, God forbid, but let's say your sister or your brother, they don't know where to go pull your information so far as your life insurance policies or anything of that nature. They don't know where it's at. Well, you know, put it all in one place and make it easy. Notify somebody that you're close to and that you trust, you know, to be able to pull these documents because, see, I mean, you have money out here right now, life insurance policies that are not even being paid, going right back to these companies, and they actually document, you know, they put out notices. I can't remember exactly where, but they put notices out to people that they owe money to, you know, and these people are not getting this money. You know, it'd be 20, 30 years people have $20,000-$30,000 policies, $75,000 policies just sitting there all because nobody knew. So, you know, that right there is most definitely something that people can use. I have a MyCare plan, and the MyCare plan is something for, let's say, power of attorney, will, trust. While you're alive right now, God forbid in the event something was to happen to you, you need to document and let it be known your last wishes. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't think this far, but just as surely as you live, you're going to die. So, I mean, people need to start planning for these type of things because that's the problem with a lot of us. We're just living it up, and it's way more to life than that. So if you do have loved ones, if you do have children, spouse, anybody, significant other, you know, you can give your last wishes and where you want to delegate your money and delegate your assets and delegate anything of personal value to you, to whomever that you wanted to go to in your family. We also do discounted shopping with travels, rentals, flights, hotels. And, you know, that's just something, you know, something that we give as a perk. You have a lot of people that are doing a lot of traveling. Like right now they have this Black Beach thing in Biloxi going on. I know somebody could have used that, you know, could have helped them got a rental car. They didn't have to put those miles on their car, you know. But we also, another thing that we do, we also implement a program to where we give back. We give back to the community, you know what I mean, to the children, you know. So that's something. It's called YFL Family Mint. That's something very, very important and useful. And I also, you know, offer, like I said, the rental karma. I can help you report your rent payments every month, every 30 days. You on time paying, that goes to the credit bureau, that gets reported on your credit. That helps you to establish and build your credit, you know what I'm saying. So I have quite a few things. I have quite a few things to offer. I'm still trying to figure out who doing this, though. Who doing this? Where they do this at? What other agency?
Right.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Right, right. That's why I think it's so important for folks to take this information, value this information, and look into some of the services that she's offering, you know, because she's not going to steer you in the wrong direction. You know, you're nothing short but a blessing, darling. You are a blessing to folks. You know, because for me, I'm living it right now. Credit card.
Yeah,
I was on credit cards like it was crack. Like it was. I'm serious, y'all.
They are addicting.
Every day. Hey,
they
you got somebody, don't worry about it. Give me your name, and we'll use my credit card. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it came back to bite me in my ass.
Yeah.
What,
Most definitely.
So, Sade, with that being said, are there any places and websites that the folks could actually go to? I know you gave out your number a little earlier in the show. Is it any websites that folks can go and check you out at, connect with you, just in case they got some questions or want some services from you?
Right. Okay. Well, I'll be glad to share that information. For my website, for my business, you can log on to www.myfes.net/S Williams 49. I'm gonna repeat that again. www.myfes.net/capital S capital W I L L I A M S 49. That right there will get you right into my website. You can look at these products for yourself. The proof is in the pudding. I do a lot of networking, you know, out there in social media. Of course, I'm avid with Facebook. It just works for me. I do a lot of networking on there. So if you look up for me on Facebook, you can find me. Yeah, me too. Yeah, especially when you know when you're using it and it works for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So you can catch me on Facebook at Sade Curry. My first name it does not sound how it's spelled. So it's Sade, last name Curry. I do accept people. Now if you come on here and you say you're from Brazil and you have a 34, 22, whatever waistline you got, and I just know, no, that doesn't even look right. And you may say, if it says April the 7th, you know, when you first erected your page, and you may not get in there. But, you know, because I try to keep down cacklers, and I try to keep down, you know, scammers and all of that. They stealing people's identity right now on Facebook and everywhere else.
Right.
Okay. You could catch me on Instagram at Sade Got It. All one word. SadeGotit. I'm there. I've been using Twitter a lot more, too, actually. And, you know, so that's a good thing. You can catch me on
Twitter is
at,
good.
Yeah, I'm seeing that, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm starting to like it. Me and Twitter are going to be good friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you can catch me there at Sade Williams 15. That's all one word, SadeWilliams 15. That's it.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And that's all my questions.
That information.
Ms. Curry, we really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Likewise.
Like, drop them jewels, y'all.
Were we able to get in the callers tonight, Chick?
They just listening tonight, you know, but I would definitely let y'all know when they start pressing one. Y'all make sure y'all press 1-323-693-3043. Time to build. We in the building with Miss Sade Curry. She dropping all types of jewels tonight, you know.
Yes.
So you got some questions, you ain't gonna be scared, press that one. She'll get you right together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, send you in the right direction.
Yeah,
for real, because I learned a lot tonight. That's good, eh?
Yeah. Like, how could you not want to listen to all this?
Thank you.
Nothing but you.
Right, and it's a process. It's a process. Whatever I learn, I pass it down. I don't even hold it in. I learn it. I make sure it's legit, you know, whatever I don't know, and I pass it down. I don't even hold it in. Hold it in for what? It's too heavy. Mm-hmm. You got to drop that. It's like a bomb. You got to drop that atomic bomb. You got to let people know, you know. Put them in a situation to where they know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They appreciate that.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? We got, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Sure. First of all, I want to shout all of you out. I appreciate y'all. You know, for having me on. You know, y'all see the vision. You know, y'all see the vision. So
yeah.
I wanna shout y'all out. I'm most definitely gonna shout out Dequita because, you know, she was the one that, you know, she did that. And I appreciate her. you know, basically, I want to give a shout out to the whole squad, the whole financial education squad out of Memphis. You know, we making things pop, we making things happen. You know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to personally to Erica Sanford. She's one of my mentors. She talks to me, guide me, you know, on a lot of things that I need to know, a lot of things that I don't know. She put it out there on the table for me. Most definitely, first things first, he may not hear it, but I'm going to spill it. I want to most definitely give a shout out to T.I. because he's real patient with me. You know, you don't find a lot of mainstream artists that will even talk to you or say anything to you. They don't care. You know what I mean? I want to give him a shout out. He promotes my business on his personal page under Clifford Harris Joseph Jr. Yeah, so you know I talk to him every once in a while and he helps me out, you know, promote me. So I appreciate. I want to shout him out. I, that's what I'm saying. I haven't found anybody yet that's doing it the way he's doing it. You know, he got real love for
shout
his
out
people.
To
you know.
Shout out.
You know, that's about it, man. I want to give a shout out to everybody in the community. You know, everybody. If you're listening out there, if I didn't catch you this time, I'm gonna catch you next time. You know, much love to you. Okay. Y'all have a safe night. Be blessed. Everything. All that good stuff.
Thank you, Queen.
Thank you so much,
and I still want you to come back and give us that spoken word too. That acapella. I ain't gonna leave.
I sure will.
He ain't gonna let that go.
Put me on a night where it's just music only. I'm trying to, you know.
She's going to be doing her credit segments next season on Grind Hard Radio. So we definitely be running
through it.
Definitely.
No doubt.
Right.
It sounds good.
Next time you put me on the spot like that, I'm gonna do what Hustle Man did on Martin, and I'm just going to pick up the pieces. I'm just going to start out with that. I'm just going to pick up the pieces.
Okay.
With the bazooka.
Shout out to you, my girl.
Okay,
I'm
going to shout out to you.
I like Sade. I'm later right now.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome back. It's time to build anytime. I enjoyed this interview. And glad to have you. And keep helping people. You know what I'm saying? You will be truly blessed for all you're doing. And just know somebody's out there watching and they're appreciating. And, you know, just keep grinding, you know?
Yep, and your help is not in vain. Yeah.
Oh, and I believe it's not, man. You know, God works things out for a reason. So
he sure do.
Most definitely. I'm going to take this mouthpiece and I'm going to use it. Thank you. I'm going to use it.
Absolutely.
I'm going to use it.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. Get it. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
What's up? That's Miss Sade Carey on Time to Build. We about to
do an amazing interview.
Track with DJ G Chronicles. The Queen.
That's what's up, man.
And the Queen was cheap.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Well,
that's what's up.
We about to pick up the pieces with Erykah Badu. Bag lady.
I'm Bill.
baby.
Let your love can make you better.
So what about the plastic bag, lady?
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
My baby back mama, yeah.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
All of my book back, lady.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Hey, this is Ivy Marie, and it is time to build. This is Ivy Marie, and it is time to build.
No doubt, no doubt.
What's your number?
Where are you from? 268-192-28,
Ohio. Yeah. Nice guitar. What are you going to do now that you're out?
I'm going to do the Apollo in New York.
You'll be back.
And the beer.
Hey, yo, you. You would have just flipped on this CD player.
Time to build.
I just want
to
inform you that you got somebody
time
good.
Time to build.
You hold on.
If I give this place 10 years of your life, I don't want to ever see you here again. And don't you even look back.
Yeah. Must be nice. Better someone who understands the life you live. Must be nice. Having someone who's slow to take and quick to give. Must be nice. Having someone who sticks around when the rough times get thick. Someone who smiles bright enough to make projects feel like a mansion. Having someone who loves you despite your faults.
Must be nice.
Having someone who talks the talk but also walks the walk. Having someone who understands that a fuck has realized you. Someone who loves you for sure. You just remember to never let them go.
Even when your husband's days are gone,
unwind,
she'll be by your side. Stay warm.
She'll be by your side.
Even when those women start sailing
and all those gold digging women. Someone you can come home to from a long day work. Having someone you don't have to show, they know exactly where it hurts. Having someone who trusts you despite what they've heard. Someone as mighty as a lion, but still as gentle as a bluebird. Having someone you don't have to tell, you don't want. Having someone you can grow old with until God calls her home. Having someone who understands that a fuck has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You never let them go. Cause
all
the
world when they are gone,
they will be
by your side.
Digging women,
she'll still be here.
So
devil must be what? Make some noise in here, man.
Yeah. Love that song.
Love it.
Hey. DJ Chronicles.
That's what's up. DJ. Trying to do my thing, DJ Chronicles. You know what I'm saying?
You doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, you doing
appreciate
it.
Y'all, man.
Y'all ready? Well, let's get into Miss T's quote of the day, and we're going to get our shout out so we get up out of here.
That's what's up. Let's get it.
It's time to build, and this is Miss T's quote of the day.
Destiny is not a matter of chance. It is a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for. It is a thing to be achieved. You cannot judge a man or a woman's life by the success of a moment, by the victory of an hour, or even the results of a year. You must view his life as a whole. You must stand where you can see the man or the woman as they tread through an entire path that leads from the cradle to the grave, now crossing the plains, now climbing the steeps, now passing through the pleasant fields, now winding its way with difficulty between the rugged rocks, tempted, tried, tested, and then triumphed. The choices we make influence where we end up at. Your own experiences, both of what happened to you and what you have seen in your life, those choices have a big impact on your life. Of course, there are circumstances that you're not making that will affect the turnout of your life. So no, we don't choose everything that comes our way. The trick for me is in how I react to the curveballs through life.
Well said.
That's the quote for today.
Yeah, that was powerful. Well, you're killing now. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope we can encourage somebody.
Absolutely.
NDRV with living tears, you feel that's it.
Yeah, you saying all them hitters.
Time to build.
Yes.
Right. So we're going to get our shout out and say peace to everyone. Is it time for the shout out, Dick?
Yeah, okay, it's on me first. That's what's up. That's definitely what's up, man.
Yes,
I want to shout out.
I ain't saying it's on you. I just ain't want to go off cute. I got you.
You know me. You got to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know me.
I know you. You got big things going on. Before I get my shout outs, I just want to say, y'all make sure y'all support Bernhard Radio for the 2017 Diamond Awards. Going on right now as we speak. But the ceremony will be tomorrow. And the DJ, the host, the owner, the founder of Bernhard Radio will be live.
Black Larry King.
Putting it down for all the DHR, you know, for the listeners, to the callers, to everybody, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to salute everybody, salute my Groundhog family, all the network, everybody, you know, it's too many, I'm not going to name everybody tonight, you know what I'm saying? But salute and everybody, y'all know what we stand for and what we is. Y'all keep grinding, keep pushing, and get. You know, ain't no looking back. You're here now, so it's your world.
That's right, baby.
I'm glad to be with you, you know, a part of it. You know what I'm saying?
And to have you.
We got to.
Very blessed.
Right, and we, you know, ain't no looking back. So I just want to salute you first, my DJ.
All the way up, baby.
Salute.
My boss, Dick Chronicle. Also, my little brother. And make sure y'all go to Dick's Closet, you know what I'm saying? And make sure y'all catch us Tuesday, Thursday night on Fire Heart Radio.
That's right.
Shout out to the Queen, Miss D, 619, President, VP of Ground Heart Radio. We still celebrated your inauguration yesterday.
I am still late.
You know what I'm saying? We still turn it up for you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So salute to the BPD of Bad Heart Radio. And
indeed.
Y'all just seen a little bit of what she got to offer. So, you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say. You know, peace to Ivy Marie. You know what I'm saying?
Salute.
For holding it down. She wasn't feeling well tonight, but she still held
yeah.
it for a whole
she
hour.
She did. Bless
you
her
know
heart.
What I'm
yeah.
This is the show.
Yeah, she did.
You know, peace to the queen. Hope you feel better. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? We got a hot show next week. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Charles Dillinger, too. You know what I'm saying? Making all this shit possible. You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Peace. Right. Shout out to Sade, Kerry. You know, appreciate the
shout
hotline tip. Credit tip for myself. And,
yeah, financial advisor.
And keep those tips coming, and you can catch her. Groundhog Radio next season, where you'll be catching the tips daily. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Mm-hmm. That's real. That's real.
Salute to that. Salute to the callers
mm-hmm.
that didn't press one. I hope y'all got a little bit of information or feedback, you know,
mm-hmm.
of what we had tonight. And
mm-hmm.
we got a hot show next week. You know what I'm saying? Y'all subscribe to the Time to Build page. And Groundhog Radio page and Groundhog Radio Promotions. And follow us too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Facebook.
Time to Build 411 at Gmail. If you got any questions or you want to be on the show or if you got anything you want to share, y'all hit us up and subscribe. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to pass it to the Queen, Miss.
Salute,
Steve,
my brother.
Chief.
I just want to, I'm going to give a quick, because you pretty much named everything, so I'm just going to say a couple of things. Special shout out to the team, Time to Build. I love y'all. I enjoy this. Thanks to everyone that tuned in. The people that you press that one because we want to hear from you. We want to engage with you. Our normal time will be on Sundays, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same place, Grind Hard Radio, Grind or Die. I just want to say that we are here to Time to Build. We are building blocks. Hopefully you can take something into your community or into your lifestyle and make an improvement and make progress. And that's really what it's all about. So until the next time, next Sunday, it's going to be Sunday, right, guys?
Right.
Sunday, 4
p.m.
Pacific Standard Time. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be here live and direct. Join us. I'm out.
Absolutely.
That's right.
What's up?
Peace to the queen.
Peace.
I'm going to pass it to my DJ, DJ G. Crowd. So you
like
know,
Larry King. You did?
Okay.
Hey, man, I just want to say, everybody, make sure you go to social media and follow me. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jit Chronicles. Salute to the team over here at Time to Build, the executive producer, Charles Bellinger. Our guest tonight, Ms. Sade Kerr. Yes, the Diamond Awards are this weekend. We are nominated. Hopefully we win. If we don't, it's good to be nominated. You know,
we still
win
it.
Representing
this
weekend. And hey, I'm going to be calling y'all all weekend. Let me tell you something.
Okay,
like,
you
y'all
better.
Y'all say y'all going to be
there
in spirit.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on y'all because I'm going
to
need y'all
to
fight
here.
I'm trying to tell you, go live. Y'all know. And
go
I will
live.
Be going
go
live.
Live.
I will be going live. If I don't, Divine Universal. You understand what I'm saying? So I will be going live on Facebook.
Yeah.
And Instagram as well, because y'all know Instagram got a live now. So
I've seen that.
So
make sure you guys turn in to Jit Chronicles and go for his go live. Make put your notifications
on.
Yeah.
All right, y'all wanted to be like Larry King. I'm going to be on live all weekend long, so check
that's
us out.
Ooh,
and we love y'all for listening.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Time to Build.
We appreciate
God
you.
God bless.
God bless. Peace.
What it do, Radio Land? This your boy, Jit Chronicles, and you're now tuned in to Time to Build on Ground Hard Radio with your host, Divine Universal, and co-host, Miss Cheese and Ivy Marie. Join the panel as they discuss the latest topics on world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's Time to Build, y'all, only on the Ground Hard Radio Network. That's groundhardradio.com. So get some positivity in your life. You dig? Thank you.
Live Podcast, T803. The earth spinning, moving forward, feel like it's ending. Secret path, tweeted by most, followed by millions. Dedicated devotion throughout city commotion. Surrounded by cold hearts that's caught up in their emotions. Melody feedback, painted with artistic facts. Captivated, related to large stacks. Put my city on the map and we made it with raw tracks. My committee in the crack and we bringing the South back. Mudslang be the life of me, living in these cavities. Divide my robbery. Analyzing the tragedy, separated from diligent men that soul seeking. Socialize my spare time, affiliate with righteous living. Rated exclusive, a loaded mind that's abusive. Stated conclusive, I prove my case for your amusement. When it rains sideways, I strayed with no illusion. Made the lane part ways and spread for distribution.
When you open up your eyes, you see the verse and the lash of the verse.
I learned from all the mistakes I made. Living in these streets, trying to find my way to this wicked path ahead of me. On my grind, trying to eat. I breathe because of my teeth. Gotta live it out till they hear me out till the day I leave. No second guessing. I relieve myself to be the best. And it ain't no question. Gotta stay on top with my finesse. And I'm killing them off top. Lyrical shots up on your block. In your town, in your city. Mobbing through, it ain't gon' stop. Constantly bringing it over the globe. If you don't know, then now you know. Got a mafia, so be hot. And I'm guaranteed to blow. Penetrating, I'm coming through. And I'm breaking them on top. Got a whole lot of unbelievers. So sit back and watch. South Cactus, where is that? Gotta put the city on the map. For my peoples in the street. And my hustlers in the trap. Rest in peace to my fallen soldiers. Feed my brothers in the feds. Trying to survive. Trying to get there, y'all. Trying to get that bread.
When you open up your eyes, you see the bird. And the last shall be first. When you open up your eyes, you see the rest of
me,
and the
last
shall be first.
Oh, 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 oh,
and the last shall be first. When you open up your eyes, you see the verse, and the last shall be first. Oh, first. The last